You're listening to SBS News. A study from the Australian Centre for Precision Health at the University of South Australia has found a causal relationship between having major depression and a range of other illnesses. Professor Alina Hupinen says data from more than 330,000 people shows depression can cause some diseases.
So our study suggested that people with depression will have about 30% higher risk of cardiovascular disease, while the risk of asthma was increased by 23%.
She says in some cases there could be straightforward reasons for the causal links.
We believe that it may be as simple as people who are affected by depression are not having the energy or do not take care of their healthy lifestyles and their diet, maybe the same way as would be optimal for cardiovascular risk prediction. So it simply means that there is a need to pay attention to these healthy lifestyles even in the context of depression.
Professor Malcolm Hopwood is a past president of the Royal Australian and New Zealand College of Psychiatrists. He says major depression has long been known as being associated with an increased risk of a range of physical health problems, including some highlighted in the study. He says this study opens up an association between the genetics of major depression and an increased risk of a physical health disorder.
Looking at things at the level of the genetic risk score for depression opens up the possibility that genes that increase your risk for depression may be relevant to your risk for other disorders, saying that, in fact, problems throughout your body, including depression, may all have a common genetic component. And that's a really interesting new way of thinking about this overlap.
Professor Hopwood says the study provides a basis for developing strategies which ensure there are more effective treatments for both mental and physical health conditions.
The end point we're looking for here is better treatment of both depression and its related physical problems. That's what we want to achieve. And to do that, we need to understand how genetic risk and association between diseases actually boils down to mechanisms in the body. What are the pathways and mechanisms in the body that offer us a chance to intervene and to change this relationship? And this research points us in a new direction, but certainly doesn't give us all the answers.
Psychiatrist Patrick McGorry from the University of Melbourne says another study published this year in the United States underlined how important it is for both mental and physical health to be treated holistically. Professor McGorry says the study found it's often the same people that are at greater risk of both serious mental and serious physical illnesses.
The article was making the point we should really focus on expert and intensive treatment in a holistic way of young people who are presenting with mental ill health, because 75% of mental illnesses appear before the age of 25. If we focus on those young people, treat them really well for their mental illness and make sure their physical health is tackled in a preventive way, we'll really reduce the burden of both physical and mental illness over the lifespan. And this research here makes the same point, I think.
Professor McGorry says sometimes doctors don't pay enough attention to the physical health needs of those being treated for mental illnesses.
I think there's a blind spot in doctors for the physical health needs of people with mental illness, and that's one of the reasons they die 15 to 20 years earlier than everybody else. I think it's been a failure in medical research as well. People researching cardiovascular disease and cancer have not actually recognised mental illness as a major risk factor for these problems as well.
Greg Dyatt, SBS News.